Blog Talk Radio.
What's cracking, y'all? You're tuned in to BangOutRadio.com. Yep. Y'all mean?
Bang out.
Where all indie artists get played.
All indie artists.
Where you hear things first.
Yep. Tell them.
Yeah.
If you don't
know. Let me explain a little bit more.
You don't know.
LA representing, you should know me now. You wanna track murder? Pay attention, let me show you how. For me, it's kinda easy. I just smoke a blunt and let it flow. Have a drink and tune into
BangOutRadio.
What's the day?
Monday.
You know what that means. All indie artists dropping knowledge with my nigga Supreme. No better way to start the week, let's get it cracking. Making money, stacking, networking, making it happen. Now it's
Tuesday.
I got a twisted type of demeanor. So from 6 to 8, I
bang out
with LA Drina. Now it's
Wednesday.
What's the time?
Five.
You know I'm how you see. Fantasizing, wishing I could
bang out.
Marley B.
Butter, baby.
Yeah, the dagger don't play.
It's butter, baby.
That's for you too, told us to say.
It's Thursday,
had to
replay.
Back to where I started at, make the streets clap.
Replay.
Another dagger track, that's a fucking fact. Please just say don't ever go away. What's it gonna get to bang that?
Fire on Friday.
Y'all always give the dagger love. This is how I let it show. Sitting so incredible on
bang out radio. Bang out radio.
We gon' outshine the fuck out of whoever did any original beat, flat out. Yeah, I said anybody, especially these little niggas, man. Y'all already know the lineup, and if you don't, see, no, can't say, honey, beat, y'all already know what it be, man.
There's people everywhere, I'm finna put the flag on. You can feel the flare, I got it on the drag.
I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot.
Get at your boys and girl.
What's good with it, y'all? It's Marley B in the building, back in effect. Man, how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Y'all don't know, I got a good show planned today. Especially, it's like a preparation show for tomorrow because hopefully with our fingers crossed, we're going to have Kaya, my neck, my back. Man, lick it nice, lick it good. We going to have her on tomorrow. Cross your fingers if you really, really want her on. You know what I'm saying? She's a real person, too. And, you know, I want to send my condolences to her first and foremost to let her know that we are thinking about her and praying for her family. She just had a recent loss. We hope to talk to her tomorrow and get the scoop on what's been going on with Kaya and her fly ass. You know what I'm saying? She got a blog right now on YouTube, y'all. Punch in fireworks and punch in kayaks. Y'all going to be laughing for days, man. I'm telling you, she called Wendy Williams a Bigfoot heifer or some shit, Bigfoot bitch. Said she was like a goddamn fool dancing with the stars. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's just a little piece. You feel me? On my show today, we're going to have Telesquare. You feel me? Telesquare LA going to be in the building. A couple of the boys going to call in and let y'all know, you know what I'm saying, what they do and what they're about. You feel me? They are ranging from LA to AV. And it's a crew, you know what I'm saying? And these boys are very talented, rapping, singing, writing, producing, directing, and photography. You know what I'm saying? So I want y'all to show them a lovely Bang Out Radio welcome, call in, shout out, listen up, speak up and shut up. You know what I'm saying? The number is 661-621-7559. And I want you to speak up on my topic. You want to know what the topic is? The topic today is, what character traits do you look for in someone that you want to date? You know, because I'm just curious as to know what guys want in a woman and what women actually want in a man. So, you know, if you feel you have a cool little 2 cents to put in, you feel me, not 50 cents, just 2, call in and let me know your 2 cents. You feel me? Real talk. So I'm going to get back to a little bit of music because, you know, that's what this show is about. I just want y'all to know I love y'all out there and I love doing this. And we're going to get into some music by me. You feel me? So I'm going to take it to the West Coast real quick, baby. Let's do it. It's something about that West Coast that makes you get gangsta.
Let me see you get gangsta. Now, bad little bitch and she hop all.
Okay, y'all. Okay, it's Marley B. I thought that song was a little bit longer. Hey, it was up here before I got here, so I'm gonna just go on to the next song, y'all. I think I'm gonna play "Super Rich" because that's what I wanna be. "Super Rich" by YBE. Let's go.
Super rich, super fat, never weak, never sad. Super rich, super fat, just for free, just for cash. Super rich, super fat, never weak, never sad. Super rich, super fat, just for free, just for cash. I am the best shit you ever heard of. Just give me this wife, huh? Top shit, watch this. Top shit, top this, top this.
Club. You want to learn more about that, hit LA Drina up on Facebook. spell it just the way it sounds. L-A-Drina, man. SimC. Y'all can get on my page as well. Check out Leo Bash. You will find the event. I love doing this, you know. It's really relaxing when you get on air and you're able to just chop it up with so many people from around the world, you know, people that have never met you before or people that you might even function with, you know what I mean? And bringing up people we function with, today is my stepson's birthday. He is now 8 years old. Wow, that is amazing, is all I have to say. So I want to give him a birthday shout-out, you know what I'm saying, and make sure he enjoys his birthday. His party's going on right now as I speak, and I'm on air, and I couldn't be there. But, you know, I love you, Trayshawn, like my own son, and you know that. So have a good birthday and be good and enjoy all your presents and enjoy all your sisters and just, you know, have a good time. He's a little Leo, too. When he grow up, he's going to be a killer. I'm telling you, I'm going to be having to knock these females out left and right. Me and his mama going to be taking turns. Man, I'm going to play another track because I want y'all to get into some more music while we wait on our guests to call in. Y'all, stay tuned because, like I said, today's show is definitely going to be heating up. Don't ever think that the show is going to be boring because go back over any one of my shows, not boring at all, not none of them. You know what I'm saying? Unless I wasn't hosting, I don't know. But, you know, everything I do is active. So you make sure that you go tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell their granny, their mama, their daddy, their sister, their brother, their mother, their pastor to tune in to What's Good Wednesdays. Every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And make sure that you call in also to give me a shout-out or give our guest a shout-out, Topaz Lachey, a shout-out for the she's the creator of Bang Out. Give Bang Out a shout-out or any one of the other hosts, 661-621-7559. And since this is a radio show, I do talk and I do play music. So respect the fact that we got a lot of people that have sent in their music and we want to play y'all tracks. And we got a lot of callers that like to call in, you know what I mean? So we're going to be fair and equal it out and play music and answer all our callers and let them get their opinions out and speak on the subject of, you know, whatever the subject may be at the time, which is, what do you look for in your man or woman when you're dating? Is it money? Is it looks? Is it honesty? You know, just what's your opinion on that? Be it that we are talking about relationships today, I think I'm going to play Nashadi because my girl, man, that's my girl right there. Nashadi, formerly known to you guys as Gina Lee, she released her first official mixtape, I believe, mixtape, and it is called Naked, Naked, and it is beautiful. I would love for her to call in again and explain, you know, how she named that album and her name change and everything. I'm going to go ahead and play her because she's a bomb. You know, she sings R&B, and I'm telling you, she's shitting on a lot of y'all out there. If she ain't going to say it, I'm going to tell y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we all sing R&B, and we know when we hear another one that got it. And this girl right here got it, and she is definitely going places. Y'all check out Nashadi, boo. Shout out to my girl, Camille. What's good, girl?
The light in the candle to lead me out my darkness tonight. It's rough out here, so effing rough. I want to disappear.
fool. I'm really about to make, make, make a move. Don't do, don't, I just do, do, do. Triple time, just one, two.
Hip hop to the bone.
man, I'm back, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Walking like a model. What's good out there in Radio Land? If you are just tuning in, it's Marley B hosting What's Good Wednesdays. And that was Mia Rose, walking like a model. If y'all ever seen me walk, I do. I walk like a model. You know, I got to admit it, I do. You feel me? Shit, all bad bitches walk like a model if you ask me. And some of them don't even walk. They just stand. I'm a fool. Today we're getting in and getting it in with my boys, Tell Us Square. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple little side shows cracking off today, too. You know what I'm saying? A little continuation from yesterday's show. Nick called in, you feel me? And he has some issues with the game. And he had some issues with his sister, you know what I'm saying, B-Fly, in case y'all don't know. And that was just a little strange. I was listening in during the show, you know what I'm saying? And I was actually a caller on there, and he just, you know, kind of surprised me with that. And I don't care because I got to speak up on it, you know what I'm saying? B-Fly, good people to me. So whatever his issue was with her, I really wanted to know what he was talking about. Shit, I had to ask. You know, and shit, that's what radio is for. Shit, ask and you shall be told. You know what I mean? So if he listening in, I don't even remember your name, bro, my bad. But if you listening in, go ahead and call in, you know what I'm saying, sometime during today. Don't be rude because I'll shut your ass down. But you call in and say how you feel and let us know what the deal was, you know, and maybe we can get B-Fly to chop it up with you or Game got something to say back to you, feel me? I don't know how you going to contact them or whatnot, and going through Bang Out Radio must have been your first attempt or maybe, you know, your first idea to link to them or something. You feel me? I don't know, but God bless you. And, you know, may the force be with you and all that good stuff. I'll get into this with my first caller. And callers, make sure when you call in, if you want to speak to me, you make sure you press 1. I'm going to repeat this shit. Press 1 so I can see that you call in. Otherwise, I'm not going to answer the call because there's a lot of other callers ahead of you that do press 1 and sometimes be on hold for up to 7 to 10 minutes at times, and they be real patient and wait, you know. So when you call in, make sure you do press 1 and I'll answer that. Anyway, the topic of today is what do you look for in someone you want to date? So call in and let us know, you know, just a couple of characteristics. You know, it's a couple of people out there who make bad judgment calls, and this might help them. You feel me? You know what I mean? So I want to play some new music, you know what I mean, right before this caller because I see they ain't pressed 1 yet. They listening in, doing what they do, you feel me? So I'm going to play King Minor, Summertime, featuring Mr. Capone and Monsta. You know? Let's go.
Yeah, you know, it's just another beautiful day. That's right, where we at? In California, hey, hey.
There's so many ladies, so call all the homies. Let's get together, have a party, the sun is shining.
That's right,
and you
so
know
beautiful.
What we do,
you know what we
so
do.
Baby, just come,
just come through.
Through and bring your sexy body to my party.
Yeah. In the morning, gotta thank God. It's from a long, hard week and my day job. No problems with the cops, no squabs. And now I just wanna have a good time. Got a call from the homie, it's going down. Like a 747 just hit the ground. A big cookout, chicken on the grill. Everybody having a good time, we just chill. Brown skin tone, she's beautiful. Thick in the waistline, make me wanna get with you. So true indeed, treat it classy. Antique dealings on the bottom, so sexy. Got a nice shoe game like Nike, and she do her own thing like Spike Lee. Yeah, everybody laid back, summertime days and nights. I love that.
So many ladies, so call all the homies. Let's get together, have a party. The sun is shining down, and you know what we do. So baby, just come through and bring your sexy body to my party. It's summertime.
You know we don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Work hard, play hard, we get it in. If you don't grind, then you just don't shine. So work hard, party hard, and get it in. California sunsets, palm trees, barbecues, three wheeling, late night rendezvous, up sunset, OG, Amarillo, me amigo, I stay with that illegal. No dramas, let's party. Champagne moment to pop that Bacardi. Mommy's lined up, but no poker. Had a long dance, and J.O. now hold up. Get your drink on, and your groove on. Everybody doing like MJ, I rock with you. Yeah, we having a good day. Live from the west side of L.A.
Hey, 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 hey.
Don't call
all the homies. Let's get together, have a party. The sun is shining down, and you know how we do. So baby,
a little fun time, everyone's chillin' like villains, even the one time. Can I get a shot of that Patron? It's 80 degrees in LA, grabbing my low. And jump outside, Indian pilot, Southern California, all my ladies holler. It's a wicked west. If I you can't tell you, I know we're the best. Summertime living, living, living. Gonna have the parks rocking from the white, black, Mexican. And I'm coming back when the meat's on the grill. You know where I'm at. Fine ladies, dress less to impress. In the familia, avoiding the stress. Just be yourself and you'll be okay. The paleta man, can I get an orale more to say? But I'm about to hit the beat, so put me up loud and try to keep the peace. Wear a t-shirt cream with a bald head shine. If you love Capone, just keep on riding.
There's so many ladies, so call all the homies. Let's get you.
Is another DJ Remix. Remix.
Okay, y'all. I'm excited. I know y'all can tell in my voice. My bros is on. My nigga, they online right now. I'm about to answer their calls. My nigga, we about to, I swear it's like my brothers that I never had. You feel me? I'm about to answer the phone. We finna be on here clowning. So please excuse us if we get carried away acting a fool. It's just gonna be like we in the garage again. In the studio, laughing till 2 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So, nicest Quill, my nigga, y'all on live air with Marley B, man. What is the weather like on your side of town, my guys?
Man, that shit good over here. You feel what I'm saying? That shit's excellent over here. Until I got the little Juneteenth, you know, a little news. You feel what I'm saying? But it's brilliant over here, man. You know, life is good. You know what I'm saying? You're treating us good.
Right. That's right. That's right. Man, so tell us what Telesquare, nicest, basically tell us who you are to Telesquare and you know, give me a little history on Telesquare, the name, where y'all derived from, and who's in the group.
Well, you know what I'm saying? 100% Telesquare affiliate. I'm CEO, Telesquare affiliate.
Okay, okay.
Telesquare came from, you know, a group of hot cats. That's what it is, like a compilation thing. You know what I'm saying? Sort of like a compilation thing. Cats from different cities, you know what I'm saying? All from the same barrel, you know, the West Coast.
Right,
but we came together to put a powerful, powerful team together, powerful, powerful movement together. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how that came about. I got Quill, you know what I'm saying? That's my boy. Telesquare LA.
Quill, what you do? Let them what you do off top, bro. Hello?
Yeah, Quill, you there?
I don't know.
I don't know, but you know, we got the homie Quill. He's online. I know he's listening. He's probably in call. He's about to call in, but you got Quill, you know what I'm saying? You got 500. That's 500, you know what I'm saying?
500.
You got
the baby.
You got
so cute.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we look out for 500. Speaking of that, 500 got a hot single coming out called Can't Tell Me Nothing. It's about to drop. It's crazy right now. Yeah, that's crazy right now. Oh, we got the first lady going on too, man. Tiffany, man, she's banging right now, man. We just sent her song in. And it's doing hot. It's Full of That Liquor. It's called Full of That Liquor. And right now we played in the clubs. It was playing in the clubs and good feedback, really good feedback. So right now, man, I'm just looking for feedback on here. You know what I'm saying? I'm bang out. But in the meantime, in between time, man, I'm kicking it with Marley B. Baby, what's good with you?
That's right, man. You know, shit hanging. Okay, I recently had told people that I don't, you know, I haven't put so much effort into rapping as a lot of other people I have seen that live, breathe, eat, and you know, sweat rap, and I don't, to be honest. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about R&B, you know, and the blues and jazz and, you know, things like Anita Baker, and, you know, I'm deep. So I really feel like embracing that side of me now that I have found my you know, passion in music. Mm-hmm. I'm basically going to be doing R&B. So that's basically, you know, and that's where I'm at right now, recording a couple of R&B tracks. I'll be, you know, releasing a small R&B EP in a couple months. So my I call it my Marley B mixtape leaks, the one that's called Far From Hollywood. You can find that on Reverb Nation. You know what I'm saying?
For
those
sure.
are mastered mixed tracks, unmixed and mixed tracks. And, you know, check them out. I'll play West Coast. You know. But
you are.
What's going on with you guys' videos? I heard that you guys have been working on a film. And let me get a little bit into all the different talents y'all have. Because, you know, Quill, he does the photography, you know, and he's the shit, you know. I mean, like, it's. No more emphasis
man.
I'm going to put on the photography. So, you know, he's like
it's
the videographer. So.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. Quill's like one of the hottest photographers I've seen out here in Palmdale already, just like period. You know what I'm saying? Hands down. I'm not just saying, I'm not just vouching. I'm vouching for my boy, but I'm not just saying
right,
because he's my boy. I'm telling you. You know, you recognize talent when you see it, though. But, yeah, we got this film working out. It's called The Exchange. It's called The Exchange, man. It's a big film that's getting ready to come out. And can't tell you when the date is because the film is still in progress right now. And but it's a fun experience for us right now, man. It's like action. You know you got to have your sex scenes in there. You know what I'm saying? We got those. That's strictly for the ladies. But, no, but you know, a lot of action is going on up in there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of action is going on. So it's like an action film. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people is into action movies. You'll be into The Exchange. It's about a medallion, $1 million medallion, you know what I'm saying, that went through hands, through different people. But everybody is money hungry. That's basically how that's going. So that medallion is jumping out of hands through hands, and it's a lot of action going on with that medallion. So when you check this film out, you can check the trailer out. The trailer will be dropping, too. Sometimes next month, the trailer will be dropping. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check that out. Y'all just tell me how y'all like the trailer, man. Tell me if we going in the right angles with these things. That's all I need to know. But I need to get actually still got a spot for you though, Marley, being in the movie.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if y'all got a club scene or you know a scene where y'all need somebody to beat somebody up or something, I'm ready to crack somebody with a bottle.
I feel that.
Yeah. In there, you know I'm in there. The parts that I did view, you know, I think it was dope, you know, the way you guys had zoom in, zoom out, and the angles that you come up with. Like, you guys are very innovative. That's one thing I can say, and versatile. So I give y'all that, you know, for real.
Mm-hmm. And just it's just business. That's the new mixtape that's getting ready to come out, Me Quill 500.
It's just business.
It's just business. Compilation. It's like a compilation album mixtape, but produced by Telesquare Entertainment, you know, Telesquare Production, and it's going down. So everything's original in there, man. It's classics on there. So y'all check that out, man. That's going to be dropped.
All right. I think everybody, you know what I'm saying, will definitely be checking shit out, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, y'all making big steps by doing this, coming on to Bang Out Radio and letting the world know, because now y'all done blessed about 5,000 plus ears. You know what I mean? So they're going to be keeping y'all out and expect a flow of friend requests. You know, let people know what you do, man. Hey, this man, I'm going to say first, this man is a hot producer. You feel me? It's certain producers that met you. You know how Missy met up with Aaliyah and just, boom, blew up. You know, anything Missy touch. I'm telling y'all, Nice has got that touch. You feel me? Y'all got to, y'all can. Y'all listen out. He out here in the AV and blow up you ate and go somewhere else. Y'all might want to, you know what I'm saying, get a piece of them while you can. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Good luck. Yeah, we most definitely got the tracks on deck, man. Tracks, engineering, what you need, studio time, camera time, you know what I'm saying? Your pictures right, your photography right, we got that too. If you need any ghost rights, we got that too. You know what I'm saying? DJing, we got that too. With those functions, we got that too. So, you know, we got things popping on this side, man. You know?
That's right. See, they shoot videos. You know what I'm saying? They record music, produce, mix your shit down. You know what I'm saying? Host mixtapes. Man, they doing it all, y'all. I'm telling y'all right now. If y'all ain't heard, y'all here now. Tell us where. And make sure y'all tell us where. Tell us square.
You already know what it is.
I know. You feel me? He produced my track, Don't Trip, in case y'all out there don't know. That track that I have with my boy Jeri, I'm featuring on there. Isis produced that. Don't Trip, y'all. So everybody that be requesting Don't Trip, y'all actually requesting Isis. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that y'all do, you know, tune in. When I play that track, I might just play it next, you know. Make sure y'all tune in to hear how nice is get down, you feel me? Because all the tracks that I'll be playing that he sent in will be people's music that he produced. So, you know, without further ado, I wanted to allow one of my callers to come on. You back on, Nice. You back on. Don't even trip, bro. Allow one of my callers to get on. I do believe this may be Mr. Pills. I could be wrong, you know. But I'm going to go ahead and let in. 0644, you on live with Marley B. And Nices, what's good with it?
Man.
What's
another day, another bill.
What
is
due for it? What's happening, Marley B? You already know this Mr. Pills in the building.
I'm getting good at this. Hey.
Well, what's Gucci with you? All the way from the 8th year. You know how we do it now, hell.
Hey,
nice. Hey,
boy,
boy, I got to get at you, too, boy.
Excuse me, my boy,
sure.
Mr. Pills me nicest, man.
For sure.
Hey, we got to click up from what I'm hearing, boy. It's like,
man,
sound like you got a Walmart going on over there, a one-stop shop all in one, huh? Shit.
Already, definitely going to. Man, we linking most definitely. I'm more open hands right now with a lot of artists, bro. Like, I'm willing to work with anybody right now. So let's do it. Especially you out there in the ATL. You know, we got connected.
Yeah,
I'm out here in Cali.
ATL. You already know, man. Got some big thing popping, you know, on my who drinking, who smoking. I just got down, you know, did over 600 views on YouTube with, you know what I'm saying, no major promo or nothing. You know, me just sending links and shit, you know, just, you know, grinding, you know, down with D-Block, you know, Black Ryan Entertainment. You know, I'm just trying to affiliate myself with everybody, you know, I can that's trying to be successful, pimp. So that's how it goes for it. Marley B, you do walking like a model, mama. leave you alone. Hey, but yeah, man, we got to click up, man. I want to check some of them tracks out, too.
Most definitely, bro. I will be taking your link down.
I will.
Yeah,
I'm getting a couple of the tracks that Nices produced. His name ain't the Nices for no reason.
Yes, sir.
I hear it, man. It sounds like strong business, man. We definitely going to do some business for sure. Because down
sure,
here, man, I got plugs for you, man. We could just bang it out the box all day. You know what I'm saying? And,
much respect,
you know,
my nigga. Much respect.
Hey,
I respect the grind,
way,
baby.
Man.
I respect that all the way.
Hey,
so,
man,
I'm trying, man.
Hey, I might name my next mixtape "Respect the Grind," just because.
Respect
the
grind.
That's
you already
hot.
Know.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm about to play some music real quick on y'all. Then you know what I'm saying, shit. Why wait?
Wait,
I'm playing Stephanie's song. I want a couple more people to be listening in when I play her track. I'm going to get into, what you say?
I said, yay.
Hey, real talk, you know, I'm going to get a couple more of the homies get on. I'm going to play my girl, Look At Me Now.
Look At Me Now.
Yeah.
Already, you're chilling in my hot station right now. Hey,
yes,
sir.
Oh, my. LA Trina in the building.
West Coast
finest. You know what it is. Let go.
You wanna rumble in my jungle, but you ain't walk a flock. If I pull the heat out, then you know I'm gon' cop with the red bottom plus, so you know I gotta rock with me. Tryna go down, then I ain't tryna stop. L.A. Drina in this bitch, I kill you hoes and dig a dick. My flow is so phenomenal, I murder all you plastic chips. Hate me now, hate me later, I'm world champion like the ladies. You wanna bench, I'm in the game. I need the fortune, fuck the fame. You the loser, I'm the winner. I eat rap bitches for dinner. Call me the glutton, cause I'm the fucking sinner, bitch.
For this.
Man, I got more bars than Twin Towers and Linwood put together. You already know what it is.
What a let's go. Commissary, bitch.
Second verse, same old shit. Hot as bars is all I spit. I'm on my grind, that's for sure. 2 days a week on bang out radio, rest and star mob ABZ. Cali girls, GMG. You fuck with me, bitch, rest in peace. I go so hard just like a beast. Fuck your squad, fuck your swag. Fuck your Louis Duffel bag. Fuck your flag, fuck your rag. Baddest bitch you ever had. If you hating on me, then I'm on my job.
Some big dynasty came along.
Man,
Boy 500. Shout out to Five. Man. You know, shout out to Lizzo. Symphony besides that. 500 should be calling me sick as soon.
And two, I wanted to let y'all know, when you want to speak to the host, make sure when you call in, you got to press one. Teleprompter, she be telling you to press one. Sometimes you can't hear what she's saying, but y'all press one so I can see the little hand waving next to your number so I can answer you. Otherwise, I'll see you.
True. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my girl, Symphony, man. You know what I'm saying? Another shout out to Symphony, man. She's doing big things right now. Her name is ringing bells, honestly, man, with this
little
single she got. It's crazy.
That's right.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Symphony, you guys can look her up on Facebook. Her name is Symph Orchestra on Facebook. And she's chocolate, you know, petite, very sexy, very hot. She's talented. She got all types of shit going on. So I would like to personally give her a shout-out and tell her that, you know, we may need to do a track or do a show together, work on something, you know what I'm saying, and rep for the chocolate system.
We're bad.
No doubt. Oh, matter of fact, are y'all going to come back to see us again in another Please Pass the Mic competition?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, y'all got to come out, dude. Yeah, y'all got to come out, show some love. You know, it's queer. I also, Hoes, you know, I'm the spokesman to this Please Pass the Mic. Shout out to Rufus, you know.
Yeah.
Right now, we're located at the Lancaster International Mall. You can catch us every Friday and Saturday from 5 to, 7:30. No, from 2 to 7:30. I'm tripping, you know.
Y'all make sure y'all check that out. Y'all been sleeping on these Please Pass the Mic competitions out there, Radio
For real.
World.
For real, they got talent out there.
The last one was popping. I'm telling you now, it was on Juneteenth out at Jackie Robinson Park, and you know these guys, the competition was fierce, and it was $600 on the line. You know, so y'all sleeping on this. Out here right now, it's $1,000 grand prize popping off, and the competition is September 3rd. So if y'all want to get in on that, y'all hit up Rufus Big Head on Facebook, or you can hit up Quill, you know, Quill.
Facebook.
We'll let y'all know what's up with the competition and how to get in on that. You know what I'm saying? But without further ado, I want to play one of the artists from LA. If Quill will introduce him, let me know what Mr. Phelps. Let me know what he do.
You know, this is my young cat, T. Phelps. You know, man, the boy. I don't see nobody out here in his age bracket fucking with him. I don't know, man. I don't know. If my boy, he got
already
that shit, man. Man, I ain't even gonna talk about it. You can just go ahead and drop that shit.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk.
You said what?
How old is he?
Demolishing things.
Oh, he's 18. He just turned fresh 18.
Okay, he just turned fresh 18. Oh, don't tell me that. No, I'm just playing. Here we go.
Thank you.
subliminal. Your nine lives with a bad frequency. When I'm speaking, have your minds lost in translation. Finish to the form, done with the procrastination. Put the ink to the paper side of segregation. They're going hard in the paint, I'm painting hard visions. I'm hearing, all you gotta do is sit and listen. I play the preacher and you rather play the loyal Christian. Say you faithful to the game, know you've been sinning. The superheroes always winning, I'm playing the villain. Since they rhyme so sick, I'ma show them the illest. Storm in the jungle, survival of the fittest. King James with the pen and you are all a witness. Like a widow's peak, I'm the center of attention. This quiet storm is on the move and there is no prevention. The kitty raps on these tracks, y'all amuse me. They say I'm good, I'm getting better, don't confuse me. With the place where you want and where you should be. Call the bomb squad, man, who willing to defuse me?
Dumb shit again, pressing mute. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, that was fire right there.
That was fire.
Shout out to Boy Out, man. He just went in right there, man. That was crazy.
He went in. I don't know what just happened, but he went in just now.
Crazy.
Was I lying?
He said ain't no competition out here. I think I'm getting lonely. Come on, man. Let's go.
Was I lying to you, bro?
L.A.
Man,
look,
all day, man.
So look, y'all need to tell me.
What you want to hear?
If any of y'all want to speak to Marley B, y'all make sure y'all press 1 so I can see. It's like a sign that comes up next to your name. I always tell people that because sometimes people be like, I called in, girl, you didn't answer. Well, actually, like 50 people be telling me that. I'm like, well, I thought you was just listening. But, you know, now see people actually calling in. You know, press 1. Make sure I see the little signal next to your name. I mean, next to your number.
I do want to give a shout-out to L.A. Dreamer. She was holding that shit down. I tuned in yesterday. Woo!
Oh! And it's like conducting a class, okay? She's a pro.
Man. She was teaching me shit. I'm like, damn.
I'm telling you,
she was going in like that.
Boy, for real.
So be popping, man. I'll be telling y'all. That show be getting good, man.
Well, I already know, Molly B, with the talents you got, you know, singing and hosting. This is crazy right now. Your singing skills is off the chain, but your rapping skills, whoa, you major right there. You major.
She's not even a rapper. She ain't even a rapper.
She's not a
love her runs, though. Your runs is hot. Love your runs with this music.
Yeah, she did that at Don't Trip. I can't even lie.
You feel me?
I put myself in when I was watching Biggie Smalls' life story. I was watching Notorious around that time. So I was remember when he told Kim, just go in. Shit, you ain't got nothing else besides that gangster shit. Like, I'm about to some gangster on this shit. Fuck all that sexy rap. I'll sing sexy and rap gangster. So, you know, there we go. I didn't figure it out my alter ego.
I dig that.
So.
What? Hello?
Hello?
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take caller 5449. You on live with Nicest, Marley Z, and
M. What's good? Tell us square in the building. What's the deal?
You
already know the deal, my boy. Tell us square in the building.
What's happening?
Oh, it's good, man. Marley B. Shout out to you, too. You already know. Bang out with you. You do your shit.
Westfield Wednesday's on fire. You already know.
Man. You already know. The best internet station ever.
Hottest thing moving in the streets. Bang.
You already know.
So 500, let them know what your big psych sounding ass. Let them know what you do.
Oh shit, man. I feel it with the homies, man. I rap, you know, I do all that. Nigga, just have fun with this music ish. You already know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start with you. How did you get your name?
How did I get my name? 500. Yeah. That name just came up one day. You feel me? It was crazy. I was sitting in church with my bro or whatnot, and I was the nigga without the nickname. You feel me? I was just India. I was like, I can't have that. I told him to give me a nickname. Threw a couple out there. I kept pushing them to the side, and he just came out with the Indy 500. And then I was like, I was finna throw that to the side, and he was like, nigga, that mean you hot. Like, you feel me? 500 degrees, you too hot. So I just took that and ran with it. Knocked off a little Indy. Now it's just 500 because I'm hot.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Hey, so that's how that came about.
That's what's up. I'm feeling that for real. And so, Quill, how did you get your name, Quill I Am?
No, it's just Quill, not the I Am, you know. I used to go by NyQuil, you know, but I took the NY off and just left it Quill. And, you know, if you look up the word Quill, it's the first writing utensil. You know, that it came out, so I thought that was pretty clever, you dig, so I ran with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, mate.
So you always
know
right I
got to
ask Nicest. How did you get the name the Nicest?
Oh,
here
man.
Go.
It's crazy. Me, honestly, I kind of, be honest with you, be honest with the world, I kind of switch names like I switch drugs. You know what I'm saying? That's just a nigga like I do. But I got the name Nicest, man. I was in the studio one day, you know what I'm saying? And I was just making some tracks. And my brother Pharaoh, shout out to Pharaoh, by the way. You know what I'm saying, Pharaoh?
Oh, boy.
Pharaoh just kept saying, yo, man, this beat is nice. And I said, yo, throw the S at the end of that thing. Let's see, what can you run with that? And ever since then, I've been running with Nices. But I've been having that name for, like, right now, probably about 5 years. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I've been running with Nices.
So you change the draws every 5 years?
It ain't like that, but I do get crazy because I go by a gang of names. King Leonidas, your mixtape warrior, man, Loaded Shot, Nicest, man, Scooby the Schoolboy, they got a gang of them, man.
DJ KO.
Yeah, DJ KO, you know what I'm saying? They everywhere around here, man, so, you know.
DJ KO. Oh, I didn't know that was you. That's crazy. Okay, you know, Trey Songz do the same thing, man. He changes his name up all day, every day.
Really? Yeah. Well, I want to kind of get for the people, you know what I'm saying? Something for the people, something, you know, basic and simple, you know what I'm saying? So if I get an autograph, it'll just be like, real nice. I can dot that I real quick. Whoa, we can run with that.
One of your four.
How do you decide?
Say it again. Hello?
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 Hello? Wow,
yeah,
how
yeah.
did my phone on its own? So like how, when y'all in the studio are all working on a track, you know, how do y'all decide who actually does the first verse or, you know, who gonna do the hook or whatnot, like, you know, who without arguing, you know, because I'm used to working with a lot of female artists, you know, so we kind of like, we be having to toss a coin or do paper, rock, scissors, whatever that's called. We be having to do that shit. Just decide. So how do y'all do that?
In the camp, you know, it really ain't no arguing. Niggas just, you know, however we feel it, you know, we come in. Whoever want to take the first verse, if they feel like they really ready, they step up. They go ahead and take that first verse, and everybody fill in after. It ain't no arguing in between. Now, you know, everybody going to get on the track. You know,
yeah,
we don't care about who get first, her, who get first. You feel me?
Yeah. We kind of organize it like men, you know what I'm saying, like artists to do, you know what I'm saying? And you feel me? I'm going to tell you, this is one thing. When we in the lab, though, if a nice track comes up.
You know, the beat speaks to me.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? But I was just about to say that, because if a nice track come up, this is one thing about Telesquare LA, though, niggas will get to be like, yo, I need a verse. You feel me? And it goes down since then. It goes down ever since then. So, like that.
Okay, I got another caller, y'all. This is my boo right here, y'all. Topaz Lachey is in the motherfucking building.
And I'm in the building. What's good, baby?
What's happening,
Topaz? Yes.
Good with it.
Yes, working on a new magazine, you feel me? So all you indie artists unsigned. I mean, artists, models, producers, dancers. I mean, anybody that wants to get in this new magazine, just hit me up on Facebook, baby. It is what it is. Yes, so it's gonna be a hot issue. Of course, it's going to be nationwide. We're putting it in all these cities. Of course, it's going to be online and it's going to be print. So, you know, it is what it is. Another platform for you.
On that. Y'all make sure y'all get you a full page, half page, two page.
Whatever page. Yes.
Yeah. So, Cope, how you been? How you been? How your career going?
I mean, as you can see, I've been blessed. Of course, Bang Out Radio is still going strong, of course, since the day I started. I mean, I got my new magazine that I'm working on, of course. I'm about to do some club promotions out here, doing parties out here in Vegas, of course. You already know I had Lancaster Soda when I did do it. And I got a couple of things going on. I got I got another event that I'm doing in Dallas. Somebody hit me up, of course. They want me to host the MTV thing out there. So you already know I'm taking Bang Out Radio to Dallas and a couple magazines, you feel me? So it is what it is.
Hey, I see you out there.
Good luck. That's what's up.
And y'all sitting here on Bang Out Radio,
you
did?
Yeah, I just said. You know, what's good Wednesdays?
I see you on your boss tip though. I see that. I'm liking that. You're on your boss tip. I feel you.
Like always. You feel me? I got you. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Guys can be bosses, Marta. So can females, you see?
Marta B as well.
If they can do it, we can do it.
Exactly.
Hey, So what's all got going on, of course?
Well, you know, we got mixtape coming out, you know what I'm saying? It's just business right now. You know, it's a few errors happened to a member, you know what I'm saying, one of ours. Shout out to Sheree. But, you know,
okay.
We kind of set back the dates a little bit, but, man, we organized it right, and we got to get ready to drop.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all look out for that, man. It's just business.
Just remember that. It's just business.
Man, it's just business. The cover
don't
is a little
take it personal.
Crispy.
It's just business.
It's just business.
Okay.
Yeah. Graphics and stuff is designed by Quill. You know what I'm saying?
Quill,
I am.
Designed by who?
My man Quill.
Tell him to hit me up too. You know, we looking for all that. You already know, add me on Facebook if you ain't already there.
Yeah, I got you.
I did one of your get downs at the Mazika one day. You did?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, but
that's what it is.
Oh, but y'all look out for that single 5 got coming out. Can't tell me nothing. The boy Bang. Five, I got everybody on your voice right now. The girl's loving your voice, Five. I'm jealous.
Don't trip, man. Puberty going to kick in sooner or later.
And all you Facebook land people, you know what I'm saying? I got a million friends. Friend requests. You know what I'm saying? I will get to you guys. I'm like, what the fuck is this? All 70 friend requests from this motherfucker. Who are you? You feel me? Are you just adding me just to network, or are you just adding me to be nosy? Which one is it? You feel me?
I can't tell no more who's adding you to be a friend, or adding you to be a hater, or adding you to be a paid stalker.
Right. I got damn 70 friend requests and it's keep going. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I got 6 pages on Facebook, everybody. I network my ass off, you feel me? So, I mean, my main page is just Topaz Lachey. I mean, it's bananas. I mean, who are you? I mean, y'all got to put some message in there or something, like I'm here to network and do something, but if you don't got shit, no pictures, I don't know. You're going to be stepped aside, you feel me? So it is what it is.
You feel me? If you just got a machete and a grenade in your profile picture, I'm not gonna have your ass. That's your man. You know, I don't know, but shit, if you got a keyboard and it's some cymbals, a drum set or something, then that might let me know, okay. You fucking with some music, all right.
And another thing. everybody that's talking about, you know what I'm saying, they want to network, they want to do this and do that. If you don't come at me if you're not serious, because you're wasting my time. I mean, I need people that really, really want to network. Don't come and tell me, oh, I want to do this, or, oh, can I get this? Okay, if you want to be a host on Bang Out Radio, that means one thing, submit two songs. Third, we will put you on one of the shows. You feel me? If you do not submit a song, that means you do not want to be a host on Bang Out, I mean, a special guest on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? So don't keep asking me and asking me, tell me, oh, we'll have to interview you, don't send me shit. So make sure you guys submit me two songs and make sure you want to be a host on, I mean, a special guest on Bang Out Radio. It is what it is.
Going in on, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's like a soap opera on there or something. It's like, oh, did you do this? Did you do this? First of all, if I don't send in an email, I did not get it. Submit two songs and you will be a special guest on Bang Out Radio. But
I'm eating
too, guys. So I'm trying to talk and eat. And it's hot as hell. But y'all know
what's
good Wednesday, Marley B. You feel me?
What's
that's
good?
It,
Wednesdays.
I'll be hitting you up too. I will be hitting you up because I want to get a page. You know, I do.
Okay. You already know. You got you? So, you already know this is going to be big. And also, everybody, I'm going to have a magazine release party at a location. Everybody ain't going to guess where it's at. It is what it is. So you guys look out for
Vegas?
It's not going to be in Vegas. What?
Oh, to pull up too. We got a calendar coming out. The AV calendar coming out, man. All the sexiest women in the AV, man, coming. Try out for this calendar right now, man.
Is that right?
Created by Quill.
January,
February,
March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. I'm in all those. You did?
Okay, I dig that.
On your, that's on your calendar, right?
Next thing, guys, square calendar, you know what I'm saying, for the hot achievement all around year. So y'all make sure y'all tune in or add.
Hey, don't forget that LA.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
forget tell us square LA music.
All day, man.
Bless your Wednesdays, and I'm out, everybody.
All right.
Okay, fair.
Tomorrow. Okay, and y'all, let's get into Skip the Bottle by MIC because Miss is a.
Shout out to MIC.
Well, shout out to MIC.
Telesquare has linked up this. Let's go for it. And if you just now tuning in, y'all make sure that y'all 621-7559 if you want to speak up and holler at your girl for tomorrow. All right.
The bottle's popping, let's get the panties dropping. Skip the bottle's popping, let's get the panties dropping. Skip the bottle's popping, let's get the panties dropping. And begin up to my roots, so we'll proceed to hot boxing. Skip the bottle's popping, let's get the panties dropping. Skip the bottle's popping, let's get the panties dropping. Skip the bottle's popping, let's get the panties dropping. And begin up to my roots, so we'll proceed to hot boxing. I'm so different from Lil Wayne, I think we spit the same game. Got your dame on my head, and she's giving me brain. Oh, you get it, no, fuck it, you don't need an introduction. She'll soon start adjusting once our bodies begin cusping. I have dreams of fucking me a black big booty bitch, well equipped with thick thighs and dick sucking lips, a dime piece, you know, straight up fucking hood, dropping it like it's hot on my cock while blowing on my cush. So I get nice and slow, I go at a fast pace, I'm rough. Got a fetish of pulling hammer, smacking bitches on the butt. If I hit more than once, then the chick is in luck, cause one night with me just isn't enough. Skip the bottles popping, let's get the panties dropping. Skip the bottles popping, let's get the panties dropping. Skip the bottles popping, let's get the panties dropping. And begin up to my room, so we'll proceed to hot boxing. Skip the bottles popping, let's get the panties dropping. Skip the bottles popping, let's get the panties dropping. Skip the bottles popping, let's get the panties dropping. And begin up to my room, so we'll proceed to hot boxing.
smoke a lot of weed and I'm addicted to the streets. Usually you'll see me in a black Mercury, smoking red 72, we spoke be street poetry. Think it's kind of hard out here for a P-I-M-P. I'll make your girl come with my finger, tricks and tongue. Leave her stun biting her before Jimmy cuts through the gut. I don't smuggle after my nut. I sit up and spark a blunt while she lays there naked, thinking she just fell in love. Down here you won't see Beamers, Benz, and Bentleys. Around here we ride lifted for Dodge or Chevy. Cruising down the highway, doing with over 80. California baby, you know I ain't playing. My spit game is mean and my car is never clean. I'll get it between your girl's jeans, in and out. I go to peace, get all over your girl's teeth. I'm a flirt who's good with words. They say they'll give you the world, I'll show you the universe. Skip the bottles popping, let's get the panties dropping. Skip the bottles popping, let's get the panties dropping. Skip the bottles popping, let's get the panties dropping. And begin up to my room so we'll proceed to hot boxing. Skip the bottles popping, let's get the panties dropping. Skip the bottles popping, let's get the panties dropping. Skip the bottles popping, let's get the panties dropping. And begin up to my room so we'll proceed to hot boxing.
Hey, Mike. Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Ali B is in the building.
All day.
Yeah, yeah. That was some nice recording right there, man.
That was hot.
Who did that? Who did that right? Who produced that one right there? That was pretty nice.
The bottle popping. Let's get the panties dropping because I'm going to need my bottle first.
That's why he said bottles popping before.
Shout out to MIC, though, man. I see you, dude.
MIC.
Did your thing, man.
I just seen his photos, man. It was hot, man. I wonder who did go.
Man.
Yeah. It was hot. The clarity on them motherfuckers was whoa. It was like, man. I engineered that for him, man. You know, I brought him in the studio, you know what I'm saying, knocked him out, you know what I'm saying. I did a couple of them for him, you know what I'm saying, but MC Mike did his thing up in there most definitely. He's most definitely dedicated in what he does. So shout out to him for that because I respect his grind. You know what I'm saying? He wants this. And I respect that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to MC Mike. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to MC MIC. What's happening, bro?
Hey, we got caller 0079. We're on live with Marley B and the boys from Telesco.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, where you at?
079.
I don't know.
Ready on, and I'm just. Okay, what's it? I guess I'm not retarded. I'm tripping. We got. Are we still on with everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, tell us square, fam.
You already know. Hello. What's happening?
The station that rules the nation from state to state. Country to country, we play the hits just for you.
Y'all know I gotta drop one of these tracks that was produced by my boy Nicez. You feel me?
Yeah.
A lot of people request this track and they be asking about it. So, drop it real quick. Here's odd. You know? If I can find it. Well, shit, nice that you want to get into Symphony's track. Is she listening in that you know of?
Yeah. This is your listener, Bang Out Radio right here. What's good Wednesdays? Your girl, Marley B, playing the hottest hits here on the hottest station. But we got First Lady right now, Symphony, Telesquare LA. You already know what I'm saying. We're the hottest females out here right now. It's going down. This right here is called Full of That Liquor, man, by my girl, Symphony. Shout out. Baby girl, listening, Hang Out Radio.
That's right.
The hottest DJ mixing the beat.
Beat.
It's a hit to have a white girl scissors. I'm gonna fuck it up, cutting up like scissors. I'm full of that mixer, so rock with a mixer. All the bad hoes send me video pictures. I'm just playing, what the fuck are you playing? Make the DJ replaying, frick, reaching, lay him. Gotta get more bang from my butt. Sounding like I got the little drummer voice on the phone.
Working right now, but I just wanted to show you some love. I'm loving what you're doing today, you know, and I want to say what's up to everybody out there on the panel. I know Chuck Swag is somewhere in the building. Where you at, Swag?
He's not on today. He ain't even on.
I'm loaded.
Negative.
Okay. I hit my train. Who else is online right now?
Y'all tell us we're LA in the building.
That's what's up with it. How you doing, man?
How you doing? Man,
life's
a couple of us.
I kind of missed a little bit earlier in the show, but I got a chance to talk to old boy, you know what I'm saying, from yesterday's show. And he basically, you know, he wants you to hear the track, but he's saying like this, you know, he ain't really trying to have problems with nobody like that, you know. He did a track a while back, and you know it is what it is, you know. But he just
what was
he
his name again?
Facebook. Say what?
I said what was his name again? I wanted to add him on Facebook yesterday, but I didn't catch his name.
Yeah, he goes by the name of Decent the Goon from Pacoima. He's from the Pacoima area. But,
I heard you, LA Dreena, yesterday. Go on with it, man.
What do you think about that?
Man, hey, you put me on some shit. Boy,
yeah.
Nigga, that was jaw dropping.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, I've been just trying to keep it real with myself, you know. Sometimes I can get real passionate about something that I really believe in. So I apologize when I just keep on going on and going on and going on, you know. But I just wanted to give, you know, y'all a shout out and, you know, make an announcement. You know, I want to keep everybody reminded that we got the Leo Bash popping on Sunday, this coming Sunday. It's going down. It's going to be indie artists from everywhere. My boy Badass will be in the building performing live on stage. You know, we're going to get a chance to get it in with some networking opportunities for all the artists that's out there. Come out, push your music, introduce yourself to the different A&Rs that will be in the building. Look at some different distribution packages for your independent teams and stuff like that. So I just wanted to let y'all know that's going to be on August 14th, 8:30, Hollywood Boulevard at the G Club. You know what I'm saying? So hit me up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/purethick. That's P-U-R-E-T-H-I-C-C. Follow me on Twitter, at Ladrina Soul Kelly. And I love you guys, you know, all the listeners out there. Keep doing what you're doing. That's what it is. Shout out to Cali Bread, too. I got to give y'all
shout
a shout
out. Cali Bread.
Cali
Bread.
You know what I'm saying? Kelly Bread, we gotta get together with y'all. Y'all gotta do a picnic with Garma for show. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna do it like that. We gotta get all the top labels in the Antelope Valley, you know what I'm saying, together for show. So definitely y'all part of that equation. So we're gonna do that before this summer is over with. But I'll be online and I'll be listening in for the rest of the show and everything. You know,
right.
I had fun with you, Marley B, too, yesterday. I had a lot of fun with you.
We was acting like we was at a slumber party.
What was this Juneteenth event? I want to get on this. Next year.
Good looking out, Trina.
All right. Well, I'll be right here listening to the rest of the shows. If y'all in Antelope Valley, come holler at your girl if you want them top-notch weeds and stuff, because that's all I'm doing today. I'm hooking everybody up in the Antelope Valley, giving y'all the flyers of the flyers hairstyles. I don't care where you're going. You go to any of these shops out here, but I'm sitting at the top of the stack. Holler. Check my track record. I'm doing it like that. But I love y'all.
I heard
that. I'm listening.
If anybody else that has called in, I see I got a lot of callers. Y'all want to speak to me or anybody?
Let them on. What's happening?
What do you look for in a woman, or what do you look for in a man when you are dating? So I'm going to start off with one person in the crew. Quill.
You just going to throw me out there. Okay. you see?
Go ahead.
I mean, you got to just keep that shit 100. I feel like, I mean, don't nobody want nobody, you feel me?
Right.
Yeah, everybody wants somebody, somewhat attractive at least, but it's really on, what's on the inside that count. But you got to really just keep that shit G with me. If not, then you can, hit the road all day.
We don't like a female to keep it real. 100, that's it. Keep it 100, bitch. If you just with the extras, he ain't fucking with you. So 500, let the bitches know what you like and how you like to get down.
Oh, man. Females, man, I ain't even going to say it. Ain't no specific female out there that I like, you feel me? It's all about how I meet you and how you come off on me. All the personality, yeah, that play a big-ass part. Believe that. On me, personality is big. But, features, they got to have some features that a nigga like, you feel me? And me, I kind of like cheeks, cheeks. So, if you got cheeks on the face, you feel me, you could probably pass, but you still got to have a personality to ride with it. Hey, I'm going to give it to you real 500, though.
So, damn, he want a female to keep his 500, and he wants you to have cheeks,
cheeks,
you know what I'm saying? Daddy, if he ain't talking about smile, he ain't talking about he's not real hard, girl. He wants you to have a little ass back there, so.
You know, can't have no paper back.
I want no motherfucking missing ass. All right, so I don't know where nice is when his phone may have died. You know what I'm saying? Something else might have popped off to where my boy.
Man, Marley B. Nice is still in the building. I ain't never left you.
Check him out.
I said, it's hard. I ain't heard from Nices in a second.
You feel me?
What character traits do you look for in a woman, Nices? Tell me, like, what's your interest, your top two things that you would say off top?
Now, this might offend a couple of thousands. Real rap, man. She got to be nice. She got to be Nices material. She got to be like a... She got to have a good attitude, first off. You got to come off with, a good attitude, a good personality. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, you can't be alien ugly, though. I need you to be petite. You know what I'm saying? You got to be, let's do that. Let's coke bottle shape that up. You know what I'm saying? And after that, we'll run with that. 10-10 bad, boom. Just like that. Somebody who represents the Taylor Square, L.A.
saying? If she was putting a LA shirt on, we can vouch for it. Be like, yeah, she is. Right. She on the team.
Right. Y'all make sure y'all press 1 out there in Radio Land if y'all listening in and y'all want to speak up and just answer the question or give, you know, somebody a shout out or holler at me or, you know, shoot your links out there. Make sure y'all press 1 so I can speak to you and I'll let you know what I'm saying, when you could come on. I'll shout out the last 4 digits. But since we're on the subject of what type of female nice is like, you know, tell us, Square, I thought I was surprised him real quick.
Hold on. What type of dude you like? What do you like? What's happening?
Well, me, personally, Marley B kind of doesn't know. I don't know what I like. I like different types of guys. You know, I've never dated the same type of man twice. So I would say that you have to come with something that sticks out. You know what I'm saying? Something that stands out from the crowd. You mean, you know, even if you a fat boy, you feel me? I dated fat boys, skinny boys, muscle boys, the fucking, I can name the different types of guys I have had a date with, you know what I'm saying, and have shown interest in, because something within them stuck out, you feel me? And so I could probably say my top thing is I got to have a dude that got his eye on the prize and he know what he wants. He not got his hands in all different types of shit and confused and starts one thing and then don't know. You know, I just like a guy that kind of know what he want and goes for it.
Yeah.
That's
understandable. I like that.
All right.
And I also like a dude that I could kick it with, like my homeboy, because I always been, you know, I always been told that I'm like one of the boys. So, you know, I have made a mistake before of getting with somebody who, you know, likes to be in the wind all the time, don't really want to spend too much time, you know, but I don't like them type of dudes. I like, you know, I feel like I preserve myself enough and then, you know, down to earth to the point where I can have a dude that's like my bestie, you know, that's like my ace, that's also, you know, shows the intimate part, you know? That's
what
I look for. And all that shit, that will come. I'm not worried about that. But, you know, I'll be worried about the money can't buy.
Down to earth type of dude. I feel that, but you know,
nowadays I feel like I'm speak for the niggas, but nowadays I feel like niggas fuck up. But you know, women fuck up too, so we both play a part.
Chris,
you know? No, for real, that's
about who gonna own up to the fucking up.
You know,
yeah.
All it is. Once a nigga be a man and own up, he all good.
The best part is the making up. So if a nigga can own, the faster you own up to the fucking up, the faster we can get to the making up and come and get some closure. So.
I heard that.
He said, I want to be nice real quick because I think he thought he'd have this.
shit. Pop my solid, get pop my wrist, ayy. Gotta do my shit. Pop my solid, get pop my wrist, ayy. Don't worry about how I do what I do. Just worry why your girl wanna give me a hug. And every time she see me when I'm up in the club, her and her home goes running trying to show me she love. Yeah. Don't worry about where a YG from. Just worry why your head swing and I go dumb.
I'm off a couple of pills.
Your bitch, she wanna chill, so I'm heading to the dance floor to cop a couple pills, man. This shit is real, man. I'm from the bottom, but I brought miraculously like I'm Harlem Gold trotting. They wanna stop them, but they can't drop them. Now these niggas snitching like they acting for an Oscar. They hating on me, why? Because I'm proper. Your girl said I was, she told you when you called her. So don't stall her, just let her holler. I promise I won't leave her if she leaves my buyer collar.
Don't trip, don't trip, don't trip, don't trip. Nigga, I do my shit, don't trip. Don't trip, don't trip, don't trip. How I do my shit, ayy. I do my shit. Pop my shot, yeah, pop my wrist, ayy. I do my shit, pop my shot, yeah, pop my wrist.
Bitch, I might be 5-star chillin' in a 5-star pack, eatin' 5-course dinner. It's a 5-star bitch, so I'm 5-star illin'. On a 5-star jet, call it fly star lifting. I only smoke the best, high star drifting. The little red Corvette, 5-star dipping. Fly, and I bet I don't fuck with buses. Now, baby girl got ass like a cutlass. Now, make her back it up and dump it tonight. Marley D on the track, I does this. Shout out to my rallies and my cousins.
What up, y'all?
You say shitting on them, yeah, get stuck. Get your shoe game up, your whip game up,
your whip game
up, your hustle strong, and then holla at me. You feel me?
Don't trip, don't trip, don't trip, don't trip. Nigga, I do my shit, don't trip. Don't trip, don't trip, don't trip. How I do my shit, ayy. I do my shit, pop my solid, yeah, pop my wrist, ayy. I do my shit, pop my solid, yeah, pop my wrist. Don't trip. Don't trip, don't trip, nigga, I do my shit, don't trip. Don't trip, don't trip, don't trip. How I do my shit, ayy. I do my shit, pop my shot.
Hey, what it do, y'all? It's your girl, KD the Bluebonnet, coming live and direct from Austin, Texas. You're now listening to BangOutRadio.com. Y'all be sure and...
This is a High Dope production.
Yeah! It's your boy, Young Bizzle. 937 Entertainment, Hard Life Records, Hydro Music Productions, along with Mac World Records. You are now tuned in to the hottest station in the land.
The station that rules the nation. From state to state, country to country, we play the hits just for you.
Yeah, baby, what y'all know about that? Go
I had to slide that in there for you, my nigga, because you know, let me take it up. Yeah, that was a major move right there. That was a major move. Them hot right there. That was a little heat. You know what I'm saying? Who was that? That was hard. Who was that? I've never fucking banged. That was nice track. Oh, you know, and then the second track was Don't Trip by
Jaree, who's also a Taylor Square affiliate, and you know, they're doing some readjustments right now. And also, we got your boy 500, who was also on that track. So, you know, y'all can hear more from us, is all I got to say. You feel me? I might not be doing so much Lil Kim rapping, but bitch, I might be. I saw caller 1933 that want to. Holler at us real quick. Caller 1933. Where you at? Who you from? What's your name? No. What's good?
I'd rather keep my name. I had a question for Taylor Square. Taylor Square. You asked what type of woman are they looking for. I want to know if they're with a woman and they're in a situation they're supposed to grow with a woman. One of them is runner. So how do they address that situation?
You said one of them is a runner?
Runner.
I mean run away from the situation. How do you deal with
We all men here. Ain't no running away from the situation. It's 50-50.
Not at all.
Oh, it's 50-50, so that means that you conversate, you know what I'm saying, y'all grow together, it's all good, she holds you down, you hold her down, and that's what it is, right?
That's her. The whole point behind the relationship, you feel me? If you ain't going to put in 50-50, ain't no point of even hopping in the relationship.
Yep.
That's some real shit. So have you ever been in a relationship to where you just got up and just bounced like this is what it is?
Nah, I ain't never.
But
did
tell
that
me how to deal with that as far as a woman.
Days.
If I had a man like that, if I had a man in my perspective was that me and him was holding it down, we was growing together, but all of a sudden he just got up and was just like gone. How you deal with that situation?
Okay, go ahead.
It's like, in my lifetime, I have had that experience before where I thought everything was going cool, you know, with somebody until a real life change situation came up, and dude couldn't handle the responsibility. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that he couldn't handle it; it's that he didn't know his ability. He didn't know his potential. You feel me? And I didn't have a good enough hold on him. Whether I should say we didn't love each other enough for him to trust me. And say, babe, we can do this. Don't worry. You know what I'm saying? I got you. Because not even a year later, I realized that he was wrong. It was already too late because I had already moved on, you know? So it was like, it's like, dude, you know, you fucking missed your chance. Love is a risk. And when you take them chances 9 times out of 10, my nigga, you're not going to be able to get it back. Love ain't a boomerang. You know what I mean?
Man. Love is a one-way ticket.
And even now, you know what I mean, if a situation arrived to me where a dude just left, I would just have to be like, oh, well, chunk up the deuces and do what I got to do because life goes on and I got to do what I got to do to keep on living and get down to the path, to take the path that I'm supposed to take. And I'm going to miss out on all my blessings if I be standing still in the middle of the road looking back like, where you at? Where you at? I don't got time for that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right, that's real talk. That's real talk.
500, you answer her question, being quilled and nicest, y'all answer individually.
Yeah, I want to know what they think about that situation. I feel you on that. That's the same way I felt. I just wanted to know their perspective of it as being men.
They really want to know, how do a dude feel like, you know, when you're in a relationship, y'all giving it y'all all and everything, and then, you know, maybe one weekend you come home, he acting funny and everything, and the next day he's just not around no more. What's up with that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
What type of dude you dating? Yeah, it really does. You know, you probably fucked around and ran into a weirdo. Tell me about it.
But nah.
You know, I mean, obviously you're too strong of a woman for him. You know, I feel like the nigga can't, you know, he can't hang with you, so. He leave, he back out. Nigga, you know, nigga ain't strong enough, pretty much.
Exactly.
That's some weenie shit to me. I feel like that's some weenie shit, but,
just getting up, running out of situ, a little bad.
And who was the lovely lady that we speaking to?
You say what?
Yeah.
And who was the lovely lady that we speaking to?
Yeah, can we get a name?
This Nisha.
What's good with you?
Nisha. Okay.
Thank you. Well, thank you guys for your advice. I just wanted to know.
Thank you so much, girl. Stay blessed. And if you want to add me on Facebook, do so.
Give me that quill I am. You dig? Oh, yeah. And to answer your question, it does depend what kind of nigga you do got. It depends what kind of nigga that nigga is, though. You never know.
True,
that dude
true.
Might got some things going on that he may not want you to know, that he may have a better life for you in the future.
At the same token as being grown and being blessed,
I thought we were close.
It's supposed to, you know, you got to lay that down. You a grown man. Just tell me, let me know what you got going on.
Yeah, but see, that's what a lot of situations go wrong. A man shouldn't tell, me personally, I don't think a man always should tell a female everything. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to know everything,
though. You got to communicate.
Because sometimes, knowing too much can hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you love that person. If you love that person, you don't want to lose that person. Not forever. You know what I'm saying? You want to tell her everything. And when you tell her everything, it can hurt her. And that's just real rap. If you know where I'm coming from, it can hurt if you ever been in a situation. I'm thinking you've been in a situation if you was to come on and call in and ask some questions like this.
But what do you mean by telling them too much? What's too much you're supposed to communicate with your better half?
Whether you're
to be honest and not say nothing at all, and you just everything is up in the air, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but see, everything is not tellable. That's just what it is. With some situations. Now, you can keep it 100 with her, with everything, right? Keep it 100 with everything, 100%. Y'all 50-50, everything 100%. But when it comes down to certain situations and that dude leaves, or that female leaves.
But what's that got to do with you running? That's like a man being scared or something.
Nah. How you know he running? How you know that man might not get back?
Well, what if it's too late?
If it's too late, then it's just too late. That's just what it is. But it's like this. It's too late. If you're not a woman enough to wait on that guy, it was never meant. Especially if that guy told you.
Even if it's a man or a woman, you ain't supposed to hit up nobody without communicating with them, just letting them know, gay or nay, whether you can hang in or you can't. You got to say something. I just don't feel that. Like, you know, me personally, as being a God-fearing woman, I never do nothing like that.
That's why I said, if you tell her what's popping, she doesn't understand. She doesn't understand. She chooses not to listen and understand it.
You
know, it's kind of really meant for y'all, too.
Everything's all cool, and shit's still going cool, and then all of a sudden, you just kind of acting weird and, you know, you're out late.
Yeah.
We don't know what the fuck you've been up to. Then a nigga come in, don't come in. And I can't deal with that type of shit personally.
Exactly.
You know, like,
exactly.
I want to know from, you know, a lot of people out there, because if I become single ever, I will be doing a For the Love of Marley B show, please believe. And I will be dating. And whoever all my exes are, that's just what they will be, exes, E-X-I-T, exit the fucking stage, because we are no longer together. You're going to have to fight everybody I'm dating. You're going to have to go through whatever emotions because, sweetie, guess what? You should have showed all that emotion and passion when you was with me. You should have broke yourself down to talking to your woman and being communicating with her and being intimate and letting her know what's up, because that's why God gave Adam Eve, so she could help
him.
Wasn't so she could just get fucked on. It was so she could help him through a lot of the thoughts and the frustration and stress he was going through walking around with the animals. It must have been something. I saw that he was God.
Man was lonely.
He was lonely. So it's a reason you have a woman. It's a companion. It's not so you can go to your homies and offer them your business and they hate on you. No. It's so you can tell your woman so she could put it in her mind and start planning a scene on how do I help him work this out? How do I do
this? Okay, let me ask you something while she's still online. Say this, right? Say if your guy runs, right? But check this out.
Oh, wait. Hold on, y'all. Not to interrupt you, but I see it's a couple people who want to get in on the conversation. We got 7 minutes left, so call it 2099 you in and LA Dreamer you back in. All right, y'all. Go ahead.
Hey, what's right, good? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Let Nicest get his little talk out real quick.
Okay, now say if your woman you was with, right, you're supposed to be 50-50 with y'all lovers, right? But say if she's in love with someone else, but he's just not around, but you know deep in her heart she wants to be with him, but be with me. How did you win with that?
Well,
but y'all supposed to be 50-50.
Hey, I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to get out of here. It's MKD.
Okay.
Three things you need: communication, honesty, and love. If you don't got that shit in your relationship, your shit going to crumble. That's all I got to say. I like that honesty.
I like honesty.
You got,
like,
don't matter how much it's going to hurt her, or you might lose her, and if you did something wrong, you gotta be honest if you really love that person.
That's the whole thing.
But y'all stay up. I miss y'all. I'm on the east side. Y'all keep on doing your thing. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Good luck. 0847. Oh, Drina, you own, but I know how it is. Call it 0847. I'm so sorry, whoever this is. I didn't see you on hold all this time. Hey.
It's all right. This Young Decent. I wanted to call in and say how y'all doing.
How you doing, Young? Waiting on you to call in.
I was on the show yesterday.
Topping it up, you know, about game and B-Fly. I feel you, okay? So hold on a second. I feel you on calling in. Hold on a second. I want to let everybody know I love y'all. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for talking to me. Make sure y'all tune into the show next week. At Marley B, y'all can go on Facebook and look up Marley B, M-A-R-L-E-Y, or you can also go to ReverbNation.com/1MarleyB and find my music there. And, I'm going to let Young Decent take the next 1 or 2 minutes to get some off his chest, so go ahead, my guy.
Oh, I don't have nothing to get off my chest. I just wanted to call in and show yourself some love. kind of let you know, I mean, we had a conversation yesterday on Trina's show, and I just wanted to let you know, I ain't got no beef with your folks. I don't know who you are to them, you know what I'm saying? You know, when stuff happens on the street, shit happens, and, you know, when people get the...
No, I'm just open to this folks for Bang Out Radio, that's all.
Yeah. Oh no. I. You know. I'm just keeping it 100. You know. I'm. You know. Sorry about that. I talked to Drina and I told her. I said. You know. I don't by no means want to do anything to try to garner any attention for anything that I do. You know. Shit happens in the streets and sometimes motherfuckers got to bring it to light. And, you know, when other motherfuckers hear it, you know, people become a part of it, and I think that's
right.
How a lot of shit starts in the streets. You know, I'm not a shit starter, but at the same time, you know, I'm from the streets, so I run them, and I kind of do whatever the streets do, and, you know, I got a mouth. A motherfucker coming me sideways, I'm going to give it to them just like they give it to me, which was
right.
the basis of what I said yesterday.
The voice of the streets. You know, on that note, I want to get into this Mr. D Styles, man, because he was kind of talking
reckless
on the show a few
weeks
ago.
Let's get into that, you know what I'm saying, relationship. Oh, cool. Let's get into Juneteenth real quick.
Oh, yeah, before we get off, oh, well, thank you, Young Decent, for coming on and clarifying that or whatever. You know, it's never nothing. I just, you know, even if you would have came on and said you had beef with Slight or something, or you might have, you know, had an incident or something out in the street with me, I would have reacted the same way.
I understand. It was just an incident that happened on the streets that, you know, I brought to light on a CD or a song that I did 2 years ago, and, I mean, it's just now coming to light, but, you know, it is what it is. It's all up.
Right. All right. Thank you.
You guys
bye
have
guys.
A good one.
You too. You guys out there, Killer Square. Y'all go on and get into the last couple minutes because, you know, I'm when I get down to that 1 minute, I'm going to start playing my little 10 tracks. So, well,
what's up?
I set up a show for 2 Wednesdays from now for D-Styles and a couple of his homies to come on. You guys to come on and split the hours and chop it up, you know what I'm saying? Because I see everybody is real sure about this.
I just want to jump straight to the point. I think we should just put the cameras on straight up and set that battle up.
This nigga talking about here rep everybody in the squad, and that's a no-no, bro. Don't hang
hey,
yourself.
Hey, but that night was our squad not yelling out, get the battle cracking. There was not nobody trying to pull out no cameras, no spit, no bars, no nothing. So therefore, you feel me, all this little talk, niggas got to be more about talk. My nigga, action speak louder than the words, playboy. You say you going to rip the squad, come show niggas.
Come show niggas, because I guarantee you won't make it through that front door. You know what I'm saying? You won't make it through that front door. If I open my mouth, you definitely ain't open the drink to make it through the front door. And Quill, that's a wrap.
Oh, no, man. Taylor Square got that game face on,
man.
Guaranteed. Like the mixtape say, it's just business, playboy.
I want y'all to know that we got 1 minute left, and I want to tell y'all I appreciate y'all guys calling in. You know what I'm saying? Taylor Square, L.A., that's what it is.
I'll stop. Taylor Square in the building.
It's a big shout-out. To everybody that I love, you know what I'm saying, my mom, my sisters, my kids, you know, my boo, make sure that y'all tune in next Wednesday, same time, same place, same host, bangoutradio.com. You know what I mean? And I'm going to sing a quick intro. So one more time and I'm out. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Hey, dear Leo, my stepson, Trey Scott, who I love so much. Happy birthday to you. And we out.
Hey, Eric.
Thank y'all, Taylor Square.
Go. Don't hang up yet, y'all. I'm about to see if I'm still syndicated. It's not. We can start talking shit now.
Shout out to County Boy. Shout out to MIC. Shout out to 500. Shout out to T-Fell. Shout out to Lil' Boy. Shout out to my cousin Busy. Shout out to Rufus. Shout out to TM Girl. We out here, man. Shout out to Cali Bread. We do this.
Shout out to everybody who won't fuck with Telesquare.
It's after like. We not on air no more, but we can still talk, you know, and talk it up about some shit. So, you know, y'all live air from 5 to 7. Anything after 7 o'clock is just us talking, and we'll be able to chop it up together. So.
We just shouting out for the fuck of it.
Me too. Y'all stop doing the same shit. I'm on the show today. That was hot. D-Styles was listening in. He said, y'all didn't come with no fighting words. You know, niggas be wanting to fight and shit. Y'all was real mature about it. And he
That boy don't want no problems, man. He got to know how to control them two lips on his face, man.
That's true.
No extras. God gave you lips to speak your mind, my nigga, but that don't mean get reckless with it.
Right.
Hey, yeah, I'm about to head over this way, this nigga, where Nice is, and we about to hop on some shit today.
Hey, where Nice is at?
Where y'all at with it?
At this nigga Pharaoh House.
Pharaoh House?
Huh, Pharaoh.
Oh, shit.
You say what?
Huh?
You say Marty?
Say?
I can't
hear
you. Where Pharaoh stay at?
In the La Quinta, on Palmdale and 10.
Oh, that's
like,
down.
What apartment like?
I'm trying to come over there and smoke some. I don't got no tree, but shit, I'll put on it. Like, what's up?
Oh, everything. That nigga trying to get in the booth, nigga. I'm still trying to get in the booth, so.
Hey, where you at? Why you at the house?
Nah, right now, my nigga, I'm on 47 behind Walmart at my uncle's house, my nigga. I was supposed to say, oh, my boy, but, you know, nigga, there's heat. My nigga, I'm already skinny. I ain't trying to lose too much more weight, my nigga. So, in a minute, I'm finna side off anyway. I just have to stay here to make sure I have to catch the show. You feel me? I have to back the squad up. You already know the deal.
You already know.
But a nigga gonna side off in a minute, so you feel me? If y'all trying to reserve favor house, man, fuck it. I just surpassed my house, my nigga.
You know what this nigga said?
I'm
trying to see if we can have us a little after party smoking session real quick, talk about this shit in person and shit, you know? Throw on my blazers and come kick it with my boys.
I know where the La Quinta's at, but like, well, what's the name? What apartment you stay in?
It's like, damn, when you go, I'm gonna give you Pharaoh's number. He could tell you.
He could tell me. I remember the entrance. You remember the entrance.
Okay,
I remember
you
that
going
part.
To the entrance. Like, you know where the gate is? The big ass gate.
The gate. You talking about that gate? That gate that we was gonna turn in, but we busted the U-turn and came back out.
Yeah. Okay. When you go in that gate, you walk all the way around to where you see the first apartments on the other side of the fucking building, and then. Not the first two on the bottom, not that set of apartments, but the next set is going to be the apartment downstairs, not under the stairway, though. It's the one across.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm lost already, nigga.
I know. See, that's what I said. You need to tell you better.
Shit,
if you just get over there, shit, just... We'll be over there, nigga. Just keep looking outside so they can go waiting
for you. No, because his apartment is facing the other way, so it's like he ain't gonna be able to. Like we ain't gonna be able to see the nigga at all.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna come up here, mob through the motherfuckers, and be like, hey, y'all know where Pharaoh is?
You feel me?
I'm ghetto, nigga. I'll walk through the fucking Jordan Downs looking for the homies. I don't care.
And it'd be all types of, you know, I don't want these niggas just walking around in there because it'd be all types of stupid ass goofballs in there. You feel me? Some dumb shit.
Yeah, I'm already knowing. They already know about the problems that have been cracked off in there. So.
Oh, I guess because I'm a girl, though. I know people that stay over there, too, so they ain't going to trip. I know I'm going to
You stay. You savvy. Anybody got problems, you got Teller Square.
You need to write this down. I mean,
huh?
You need to write this down because it's not hard. It's just right. It's like right there, facing the other face. It's not hard.
What you mean?
Yes, just because how when you first walk in, you say you're going to probably walk towards an apartment that's like not facing you.
Hey, shut up, boy.
Right.
God damn.
I know, right?
If you go through the gate where we went in, if you go through the gate where you can get inside to park your shit, nigga, you walk around, right? You walk all the way around.
Walk around that?
Yeah, you walk around it.
You'll see when you get in, you'll see how you walk around the little building.
And then you follow the trail.
By walk around, nigga, I mean like outskirts. Like, nigga, when I go in there, nigga, stay by the wall and walk around.
Yeah, follow the wall, walk around. And then you're going to see the first set of apartments is going to be downstairs. It's four. Two upstairs, two downstairs. You skip them. You skip them. You go to the next set. The two, one of the ones downstairs. The first one downstairs is his apartment, not the one under the stairs. Not the one under the stairway. You feel me?
So you're looking for the, when you walk around, you're looking for the second building. And
the second building.
Downstairs
apartment,
the
one that's
not
under
the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds kind of simple. I think I could follow
when
that.
Are you, when you going over there, 500?
When?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I'm going to say in a minute. Nigga been over here too long. Anyway, really, I was trying to wait till my uncle finish these enchiladas. But I'm really not caring about that no more. Nigga, this whole little bank out shit just got me, like, my mind on studio-wise. So I'll
right.
be shaking like the
like,
next
yeah,
30 minutes.
Get off the phone and just go to sleep, shit. I gotta get up
exactly.
And fuck with somebody or something, shit.
You feel me? Nigga, you gotta see the squad or something. Nigga just have big ass combos. So
yeah.
Shit, I'll be sagging in like 30, 40 minutes.
Oh shit, I'm about to try to make money over there right now.
Yeah. Alright, where that boy Nice is at? He already over there?
Yeah, he already over there.
Yeah, I think that's where Nice is at.
Yeah.
Cause I'm about to call the number that he had hit me up from and ask him if it's cool. Cause you know I don't know who Pharaoh lives with, his baby mama or something.
Nah, that's his brother.
Pharaoh got a baby mama.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm just.
That's
asking.
Why I'm like he stayed there by himself.
But like, no, he stayed with Pharaoh. That's his little brother.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. See, well, I just wanted to make sure shit was straight. Cause I'm gonna go over there, but either one of y'all don't got a cell phone.
No, I'll hit you when I'm over that way, because I'm about to head out right now. I'm about to get around. I'm going to try to get around.
Y'all know I'm only on 15, so it's going to take me 5 minutes to get over there. I'm not in my whip, but I'll get dropped off, or I might hop and skip over there.
Right. Well, shit, I'm going to be the last nigga popping up then, because I'm the farthest. All
right.
But, shit, I'll see y'all over there. Matter of fact, I'm Quill.
Huh?
You still alright, nigga? How long you think it's gonna take you to get over there?
I don't know, cause I'm trying to find a ride right now. I'm gonna find a ride, and if I can find one, shit, that's what it is. I know I'm gonna find one though. I'm not sure.
Nah, for sure.
What street you on, Quill? You still
I'm
in the fucking?
I'm on 40th and Q.
You say you on where?
40th and Q.
40th and Q.
Okay. 40th and Q. Jeez. Man, one of them niggas got a cell phone for sure, right?
Yeah.
What you say?
Alright, one of them got a cell phone. Yeah.
Alright. But if you can't hit me on this number, damn. I don't know, I'm gonna be over there. I'm gonna get this. But hey, I'm gonna get a homie back his phone though. I'm about to head out.
All right, for sure. I'll meet y'all up over there then.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.